Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Zayin, and we are at the last line of Daf Vava Midbeis Tanan Hasa. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah bas Yehudis Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Rafal Kos ben Fager, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Meir Chava bas Shashana, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Re'iyas Ponim Bazara, also known as the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, a mitzvah that's mentioned in the Torah three times. Shalosh pamim bashana yeirah kol zechurcha el pinei ha'adayin Hashem, es pinei ha'adayin Hashem. There's a mitzvah that three times a year a yid was supposed to appear in the Azar. Now today's daf is going to talk specifically about the karbonos that a yid had to bring when he was Aliyah L'Regel. So when a yid was Aliyah L'Regel, he had an obligation to bring two karbonos, a karbon oila and a karbon shlamim. The oila was known as the oilas re'iya. The shlamim was known as the shalmei chagiga. The truth is that when the yid was oila regal, he brought a third karbon as well, which we're also going to discuss in today's daf, and that was a shalmei simcha. Now, the purpose of the three karbonos were not the same. Not just that, the level of severity as it relates to each one of the karbanos was not the same either. Specifically, the karban shlomim, both the shalmei simcha and the shalmei chagiga, were mitzvah saseh. The oilas riyah had a mitzvah saseh component, but in addition to the mitzvah saseh, there was also a lois saseh associated with it, which meant that if a person was oila regel, he came to the azara, and he didn't bring a karban, he violated a law in the Torah that says, v'lo yeiro'o panai reikam. A yid's not allowed to enter the azara, reikam. But regardless, there were three karbanas that the yid would bring when he was oila regel, oila sriya, shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha. Today's daf is going to discuss those karbanas. Zok digamar, tnan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. So where's over there? Every tnan hasam is somewhere else. This Mishnah is from all places. The very first Mishnah, Masechtas Peah. Eilu dvarim she'ein lahem shir. The following is a list of mitzvahs she'ein lahem shir. Ha'peah, v'habikurim, v'hare'oyoin, u'gmilos chasadim, v'sal matayr. So there are five mitzvahs, says the Mishnah, she'ein lahem shir. Peah has no shir. Bikurim has no shir. Re'oyoin has no shir, Gemilos Chasadin has no shir, and Talmud Torah has no shir. So first of all, what are these five things? Peah, we know what that is. Bikurim, everyone knows what that is. Gemilos Chasadin and Talmud Torah, that's obvious. What's Re'oyoin? We say it every morning in davening. What does it mean? There's a mitzvah called Re'oyoin, and Re'oyoin is one of the mitzvahs that has no shir. Re'oyoin means the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that Peah, Bikurim, Gemilos Chasadim, and Salma Torah, and as it relates to our sugi, the mitzvah of Re'iyah has no share. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tisvur Manu Loimar, we were of the opinion that when the Mishnah said, Hare'oyoin ein loy shir, what it means is ein loy shir lamaylo. There's no maximum shir, aval yesh loy shir lamata. But at the same time, there is a minimum shir. So what would it mean, maximum share and minimum share? So Rashi explains, and we'll see, this is going to be the first discussion of the Gemara, but the way we introduce the topic is that we're discussing the value of the carbon. So re'oyoy means re'iyah. Presumably we're talking about the carbonus that the yid had to bring when he was mekayim the mitzvah of oila regel. And what we're saying then is that the value of the carbonus has no share. And not just ein loy shir lemaylo, but also ein loy shir lemato. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah says there's no shir. It means there's no shir. It means it could be as much as you want. It also means it could be as little as you want. Achavar Rabbi Oshia Beribi. Until Rabbi Oshia Beribi came, Felimed, and he taught Hare'oyoin English shir, loy lamala v'loy lamata. That when we say there's no shir, it means no shir lamayla, and there's also no shir lamata. Stating that, Abba Chachamim Amru, the Chachamim said, Hare'iyah ma kesef, v'achagigo shtei kesef. The Chachamim, however, did say that there is a shir lamata. And what's that shir lamata? The Re'iyah has to be at the minimum a ma kesef, and the chagiga has to be at the minimum shtei kesef. So again, the Mishnah says elu dvarim she'elam shir. And one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah as having no shir is hare ayin. Rabbi Yochanan said that we were of the assumption that ein lo shir lemaylo avol yesh lo shir lemata ad shabarab oishia beribi. And he said no, ein lo shir loy lemalo veloy lemata. Stating that the Chachamim did impose a shir lamata, there's a minimum amount of money that a person would have to spend on his karbanas. What's that minimum amount? So that was our Mishnah here in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. Machloikis b'sham b'sul. What's the minimum shir for the oila? What's the minimum shir for the shlamin? But at the end of the day, what the Gemara is saying is that really elu dvarim she'ein lam shir means no shir lamayla and no shir lamata. The fact that you find a shir lamata in our Mishnah, it's not a shir midiraisa, but rather what it is a shir midirabanan. It's again, a drop confusing, but what the Mishnah saying is, or what Rabbi Yochanan saying is that really midiraisa, there's no shir at all for the karbanos re'iyah. There's no maximum shir, you could spend as much as you want. There's also no minimum shir. You could spend as little as you want. As long as you can get a carbon, bring it, that would be enough in order for you to satisfy your obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah. In our Mishnah, you find that there is a shir. The shir that you find in the Mishnah is not a shir deiraisa, but rather the shir that you find in the Mishnah is a shir derabanan. The truth is, Rashi speaks it out and Tosfos speaks it out. Barichos, the bottom Tosfos on the Vav Amidbei, is the same is true for Peya. So for those learning Mishnah Yomi, in the Mishnah says that even though elu dvarim she'ein lam shir apeya, and peya means there's no shir lamaylo and there's no shir lamato, but the very next Mishnah Masechtas Peya says there really is a shir of peya. What's the shir? 1/60th. So what does it mean? I thought it's elu dvarim she'ein lam shir. The Teretz says midrash there's no shir, but midrabanan there is a shir. So that's essentially what Rabbi Yochanan saying. The same is true for the mitzvah of riyah. That midrash there's no shir, no lamaylo, no lamato. However, midrabanan there is going to be a shir. Sokti Gemar, my hare oyen. What does it mean elu dvarim she'ein lam shir hare ayin? So what's the kasha? Not what we think the kasha is. What does hare ayin mean? We know what hare ayin means. It's a Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't have to say my hare ayin. We're supposed to know that. What the Gemara is asking is that the lashon hare ayin is a little bit of an interesting lashon. If the point is it means re'iyah, so just say hare'iyah ain't lo shir. And the truth is that's the lashon of the Mishnah in Chagiga daf Beis Amud Aleph. Hakol chayovin b'riyah. And throughout the Masechta, whenever we want to talk about the mitzvah of aliyah l'rega, what do we refer to it? We refer to it as the mitzvah of re'iyah. So why all of a sudden are we using this funny lashon, this lashon of hare ayin? Zok tigmar, what does the word hare ayin mean? Rabbi Yochanan says, re'iyas panim ba'azara. What the reason the Mishnah used the word re ayin, and this is the way the Marsha explains Rashi, it's pshat in the Gemara, is because re ayin really means two things. It means the carbon, the value of the carbon, and that's ein lo shir, like we said, loy lamala v'loy lamata midei raisa, but it means the ikur mitzvah of re'iyah as well. It means re'iyas panim ba'azara. It's ein lo shir, meaning you can come as many times as you want. You can come as little times as you want, ein lo shir lamata, but there's also ein lo shir lamayla. However many times you come, it sounds like you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, re'iyas panim b'karben. It means even more than that. It means not only can you come as much as you want, but every time you come, you're obligated to bring a karben, and really, you could bring a karben. So, Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, why the Tana of the Mishnah used the Lashon Hare Ayin, and what exactly the Tana of the Mishnah is coming to be Marba when he used the Lashon of Hare Ayin. Hare Ayin is Mashma, not just Re'iyah, but something else. It sounds like there's two things that are Ein Lam Shir. That's the Diyuk. Number one, the value of the carbon, Ad Kama, how much you have to spend for the carbon. No maximum shir, no minimum shir. But there's something else. There's something about the Ikur Mitzvah that's also Ein Lam Shir. And Ein Lam Shir Lamayla, the Ein Lam Shir Lamata. And the question is, what is that other thing? Machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's the Ikur Mitzvah's Riyah. You can come as many times as you want. Reish Lakish said that too. But you can come as many times as you want. You can also bring as many karbonas as you want. So the Gemara is going to qualify. The speaker, our regal, as it relates to the ikar regal, kuliyam aliplik, the reason, panam a carbon. Everybody agrees that as it relates to the first day yontif, that's what ikar regal means. The first day yontif, that you can come as many times as you want, and every time you come, you're obligated to bring a carbon. Ki plik, bishayim, I say regal, machlagis, rabbi, echin, rish, lakish, was the other days of yontif. Meaning, if someone's coming the second day Yontif, the third day Yontif, the fourth day Yontif, he can come. However, is he obligated to bring a carbon or not? Rabbi Yochanan said, Rias Panim Bazara, sounds like there's no obligation to bring a carbon. Reish Lakish said, Rias Panim Bekarbon, sounds like you'd be obligated to bring a carbon as well. And the Gemara adds to that. That's Pasha. If a person would come on one of the other days of Yontif and he would bring a carbon, we would accept the carbon. No argument, no debate on this point. Everyone unanimously agrees that if somebody would come, not the first day Yontif, but the second day Yontif, the third day Yontif, and he would bring a carbon, we would accept it. There's no shaila we would accept it. What would be the chiddush we accept it? Number one, it's not chulam bazara. Number two, it's not bal toisef, right? You could think of reasons why maybe we need to discuss this in the Gemara. But the Gemara says everyone agrees we would take it. Keep ligi. What's the shaila? The us of lo yaisi. If somebody would come on not the ikur day of Yontif, meaning not the first day Yontif, one of the other days of Yontif, and he wouldn't bring the carbon. The Rabbi Yechonon, so Rabbi Yechonon holds rias panim azara. That what does elud varm shein lem shir mean? It means rias panim azara. The chalemis daasi loit sarach lasuye. That any day other than the first day Yontif, if a person comes, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Shlokesh amri shlokesh holds rias panim bekarbon. That it means rias panim bekarbon. The chalimas to asi tzarech lasuy. That any day that a person comes, even if it's not the first day Yontif, he would have to bring a carbon. So just to summarize, elu dvarim she'elam shir hapeyav abikurim v'horei oyoin. What does rei oyoin mean? It's miloshin ria. It's the sugi in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. We're talking about the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Stating that Horei Oyoin is a little bit of a funny lashon. Why? Because throughout Shas, whenever you find the mitzvah of Re'iyah discussed and depicted by the Tanaim, the lashon they used was Re'iyah. Hakol Chayavin B'Re'iyah. Shalish Mitzvah Nitztavu. Horei'iyah. So why are we talking about Rei Oyoin? We should be talking about Re'iyah. The teretz is because Rei Oyoin is Tartei B'Mashma. It's Mashma two things. And there's two elements of the mitzvah of Re'iyah. That's Ein Lo Yishir. What are the two things? Number one, the money, the shekels, the actual value of the carbon. It's Ein Lo Yishir Lemaila, and it's Ein Lo Yishir Lemata. You could spend as much as you want, and you could spend as little as you want. Aye, the Mishnah says, Machlokes B'Shem B'Sil, that there is a minimum shear of how much a person has to spend for the Karbonos Riyah, both the Oil Riyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. That's all Midrabanan. Just like by Peya, there's a shear Midrabanan. Here too, there's a shear Midrabanan. However, Midday Raisa, the value of the carbon is from the Elu Dvarim She'ein Lo Yishir. But additionally, there's another component to the mitzvah of Riyah that's Ein Lo Yishir. And what's that additional component? It's the actual mitzvah of Riyah. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is exactly what that means. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can come as many times as you want. According to Reish Lakish, that. But also, every time you come, you bring a carbon. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Ikur Mitzvah of Riyah showing up as Ein Lo Yishir L'mailu L'mata, according to Reish Lakish, there's also a possibility that you'll end up bringing a countless amount of carbonos, because you could come as much as you want, and every time you come, you bring a carbon, which means that too is Ein Lo Yishir. Now, the Gemara qualifies, even Rabbi Yochanan is moida that if you wanted to come many times and bring carbonos every time, we would accept it. We're not debating that. The Gemara is going to be chayzer from that. But for now, that's what the Gemara is saying. So what then is the machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? If every time you come, other than the first day Yontif, do you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon, or do you not have a chiyuv to bring a carbon? According to Rabbi Yochanan, no. According to Reish Lakish, yeah. So the Gemara now is going to bring three kashas that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, one kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. Very straightforward Gemara. So as the Gemara, Esvei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a kasha. It says in the Torah v'lo yiro. You cannot enter the Azara on Yontif Reikam. You can't come literally empty-handed. What's his kasha? His kasha is, how could you tell me that days 2 through 7 on Yontif, you can come and not bring a carbon? It says in the Torah of Allah, you roll upon Reikam. Amalei, so what did Rabbi Yechanan say? Very poshit. Be'ikar aregel. The first day Yontif, I agree, you have to bring a carbon, but you were mekayim the mitzvah once you came the first day Yontif. At this point, it's extra credit. Now it's Elud Varm She'elam Shir. Lamaila, you want to come as much as you want, that's fine. But at that point, there's no lav of Vilayro Panay Rekam. Isfei Reish Lakish, that's another kasha. It says, Vilayro Panay Rekam. Bizvachim. So what does that mean? Don't show up empty-handed. So you're coming to visit somebody, you bring a gift, right? That's a nice, classy thing to do. That's what the Torah says. You're coming to visit the Azara. Vilayro Panay Rekam. So what are you supposed to bring? It doesn't say. It says, the Braisa Bizvachim. What it means is you're supposed to bring a carbon. Meaning we take for granted that that's what we do. But it's really not Mefurish in the Torah. So it's a Chazal. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. What you're supposed to bring is a carbon. Ato Emir Bizvachim. You say carbonos. Ayen Elo Ba'ofis. Maybe you bring a bird, which is a lesser quality carbon. Umenachis. Or even better, bring a mincha, which is even of more inferior quality. So the Gemara says, v'dinu. Nemra chagiga lehadya v'nemra yelegvaya. There's a mitzvah's chagiga, you bring a shalmi chagiga, which is lehadya, that was eaten by the oilam. And it says, re'i yelegvaya. There was a carbon, or there was some re'i that was brought to Hashem. Ma chagiga mur lehadya tzvachim. Just like the chagiga was a zevach, that was a carbon shlomim. That's what first in the Torah. Afriya mur lehadya tzvachim. So to the re'i had to be a carbon. Mahin tzvachim. What kind of carbon? Oilas. It's an oilam. The Gemara says, how do you know that? Maybe it's a shlamim. And by the way, if you're learning it from Chagiga, the Chagiga was a shlamim, so maybe there should be a shlamim as well. It says Chagiga by Hedyet, and it says Re'ya. Just like the Chagiga that it says by Hedyet is Beroyloi, the Chagiga is Ra'oloi for the Hedyet. It's the befitting carbon for a Hedyet. Why? Because you get to eat from it. The shlam, everybody gets to eat from. Afriyam, we're Ligvaya. So it makes sense that the carbon that's going to be enjoyed by the people is a carbon that is matim to be enjoyed by the people. So it makes sense that the carbon that's going to be enjoyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the carbon that's matim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is that? That's the carbon oila, because the carbon oila is kulay Ligvaya, it's 100% Hashem. V'chein, bedin, and by the way, it makes sense that it should be an oila anyways. Shelo yehei shulchancha malei v'shulchan rabcha reikam. What, you're showing up for Yontif, and you're going to have a big meal, and the shulchan of your Rebbe is going to be empty? Either way, what do you see from this long braisa? You see from this braisa, v'lo yiro panai reikam, that you have to bring a carbon when you come to be oila rego. It says v'lei ro panai reikam. This braisa elaborate a little bit and explain what the carbon is. But at the end of the day, you see clearly in the braisa that they have to bring a carbon. So if you see you have to bring a carbon, how could Rabbi Yochanan say elud varm shein lem shir? You could come as many times as you want to Azara, but at the same time you don't have to bring karbanis. Luchur, you should have to bring karbanis. That was Rish Lakish's kasha. Doesn't it say v'lei ro panai reikam? Now you have to know what Rabbi Shlakish saw in this braisa that he didn't see in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk v'lo yiro panai reikam, and we already dressed that seemingly in the first esve. But either way, this was Rish Lakish's kasha. Amalei, he told him be'ikar aregal. He says true. It says v'lo yiro panai reikam, but v'lo yiro panai reikam means be'ikar aregal, the first day yontif. Once you bring your carbon the first day yontif, at that point you will yoytzi a mitzvah, and being that we yoytzi a mitzvah, at that point it's going to be okay. Just one interesting Rashi that's worth noticing. So the Braisa said v'lo yiro panai reikam bezvachem. What does it mean? It means zvachim. So what does zvachim mean? That's a big word when you learn kachim. The first mesachta in Seder kachim is mesachta zvachim. So what exactly does zvachim mean? So Rashi says, bezvachim means an animal. You know why? Because tzarech lehevi karben behema has zvucha besakim. The word zvachim is sometimes synonymous with kachim. But sometimes, in a more specific sense, it's synonymous with animals that are being brought as karbanos, as opposed to oifis, as opposed to menachas. So why would the word zvachim be used to suggest and to apply that we're talking about an animal? Because zvachim is miloshin lizvayach, miloshin zvucha besakin. It's miloshin shchita. An animal had shchita. An oif didn't have shchita. And even though oifos that are chulin, if you want to eat, you would do shchita, right? If you want to eat chicken, you have to shech the oif. But oifos kachim did not have shchita. Oifos kachim had malika. Menachos had kemitza. Obviously, it's not an animal. It's certainly not shchita. So the reason karbonos, behema, are referred to as zvachim, says Rashi, is because zvachim is really miloshin zvicha. It's miloshin to shecht. You shecht the animals of kachim. You don't shecht oichthis of kachim. And that's why throughout kachim, sometimes you'll find zvachim, again, referring to karbonos more generally. But when you talk about the word zvachim in a more specific sense, so mesechta zvachim, really, if you want to be literal, is the mesechta that talks about karbonos behema. Then you have mesechtas menachas, which talks about the karbonos of a mincha. Oichthis are some of the prakim tucked away in Masechta Zvachim. But really, it's me inyan le inyan ba isa inyan, because the core topic of Zvachim, just based on the name, would be animals, behemos, that are being brought as karbanos. Either way, esfei. So Rabbi Shlakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a third kash. This three yom toivim during the year that the yidden have a mitzvah to be oil rega, b'chaga matzois, u'b'chaga shavuois, u'b'chaga sukois, ve'ein nirin chatzoim. And then now let it appear chatzoim. We'll see what that means. Mishum shenemar kol zechurcha. Ve'ein nirim reikonim. This is what we need. Then now let it show up empty-handed. Mishum shenemar v'lo yeh ro'u panai reikam. But again, you have another braisa that says that you can't show up empty-handed. It's Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't it sound like every single time? Well, they know beikar regal. It means beikar regal. So the bottom line is Reish Lakish has Rabbi Yochanan three kashas from three braises that say the obvious, and that is that when you come into the azara to be oiler regal, for you're up on a reikam, it's alav in the Torah. You had to show up with a carbon. And somehow Reish Lakish thought that this was a riot to his position, that not only the first time you show up that you have to bring a carbon, but every single time you come, or better, not only the first day, but every single day, any single time you come, you would have to bring a carbon. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not muchach. You don't have a mefurish rai Reish Lakish. You have rai, is that there's a concept of alei ro upon a reikam. No one's arguing about that. You're telling me a chiddush that if a person shows up on one of the other days of Yontif, doesn't matter how many times he comes, eilu dvarm she'in l'mashiach riyoyin, you would always have to bring a carbon riyo. It's not muchach. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan three kashas. Rabbi Yochanan very, very easily, seemingly, deflected them. Now Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask a kasha to Reish Lakish. It's for Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. It says in the Torah, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira. Now it's pronounced Yeira, but it's written as if it would say Yira. Chazal made a hekish between Yira and Yeira. So we saw this already a few times in the Masechta. Till now we learned from here that a Summa Ba'achas Me'enav is Potem in Ariya, because you have to come lirois kederech shabal lirois. And just like the lirois is b'shtei enav, so to lirois is b'shtei enav as well. But Rabbi Yochanan had a braisa. The braisa says like this, ma ani b'chinam af atam b'chinam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just like when you come to see me, meaning when you're seen, it's b'chinam, I'm not necessarily giving you anything, which is interesting, af atam b'chinam, so too you can come b'chinam as well. You don't have to bring anything either. So what do you see from here, Rabbi Yochanan said? That there's a concept of being mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyah without showing up, or without bringing anything. How could you say without bringing anything? It's a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'lei ro upon Eirekam. The teretz must be, Be'ikur ha-regel, the first day yontif, then you have such an obligation. But once the first day yontif passes, at that point, you're not mechuyev anymore. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, this is a festeraya. You see clearly there's a concept of af atem bechinam, where you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyah, not bring anything. And here the Gemara says, this is such a good kasha that we have to rethink everything. El, you're right. Everybody agrees, even Reish Lakish, that not b'ikur regel, if a person shows up, doesn't bring anything, that's fine. Ki pligi, what then is the machloikis, the asa? A person came on one of the other days of Yontif, v'aisi, and he brought a carbon. Rabbi Yechanan says, Riyas panim bazara, Riyas panim hu de'in lashir, ha'la carbon yesh lashir. Then when we say elu dvarim she'in lamshir, means the ikur mitzvah of Riyah, but the carbon actually does have a shir, we will not accept your carbon. Reish Lakish, amar Reish Lakish, says Riyas panim b'carbon, that the carbon also has no shir, dafilu carbon nami ein lashir, and therefore that's what it means when we say elu dvarim she'in lamshir. So what we're saying now is we're literally changing the whole machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We thought the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was, if a person comes, shaloi b'ikur regel, does he have a chiv to bring karbanis, or does he not have a chiv to bring karbanis? Rabbi Yochanan said no. Reish Lakish said, yeah. Now we're saying everybody agrees there's no chiv to bring karbanis, because we have a price that says the concept of re'iyas panim bazara, of being oilo regel, without actually bringing a carbon. What then is the machlokes? The machlokes is, if you bring the carbon, will we accept it or will we not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we won't even accept the carbon. Ace, another kasha. Hoikar raglecha mi beis reyecha pen yisba'acha usneyecha. So this is a pasuk in Mishlei Perichafei, where Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, is saying something very profound. He says, hoikar raglecha mi beis reyecha. Hoikar is meloshin yikari hi mepninim. Meaning, make it tire showing up at your friend's house. Don't spend too much time there. Why? Because pen yisba'acha, he may become satisfied, he'll have too much of you, usneyecha, and it's going to bring lidei sinah. Now, Chazal understood that, although this is true in Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, but this is also a concept in Bein Adam L'Makom as well. And a person should not show up too often when it comes to coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Rashi says, Beis Reyecho is referring to Oyavecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekori Yisrael Reyem Shenemar Leman Achai V'Reyai. But what do you see from here? You see that there's a concept of not bringing too many karbonis, or maybe not showing up too much. We just said, Elu Dvarim She'en L'Mashiach, that there's this idea that a person can show up and he can be Mekayim his mitzvah, Riyas Panim, as much as he wants, According to Reish Lakish, every time you bring a carbon, we can even accept your carbon. How does this reconcile with the concept of Hoikar Raglucha Mibes Reyecho? So the Gemara says, not a tushla to what we're talking about. No, they were talking about a chattas and an asham. And really what the Pasuk is saying is, a person should not bring too many chattas vashamis, which is obvious, because that just means a person should behave himself, and he shouldn't have to bring too many chattas vashamis. Kid Rab Levi said this before, Rab Levi asked this theory. See, the Pasuk says, Hoikar Raglucha Mibes Reyecho. It says that a person shouldn't show up to the base Mikdash too often. Vixiv, and then there's another pasuk that says, "Avay veischa ba'oilos, ashalim lecha nedaroi." To the contrary, "Avay veischa ba'oilos," I'm going to keep on bringing karmanos. So you're supposed to not come too often. You're supposed to come as often as you want. Like kasha kam bechatoyis v'ashamis, kam ba'oilos v'shlamin. Chatos v'asham, don't show up too much. Oilos v'shlamin, then you can come as much as you want. Tanya nami hachi haikurak beis riach bechatoyis v'ashamis akos medaber. At oimi bechatoyis v'ashamis he'ena el ba'oilos v'shlamin. Kshu oimi avay veischa ba'oilos ashalim lecha nedaroi oilos v'shlamin mamer. So you can bring as many oilos v'shlamin as you want. What does that mean? It must be that's referring to chatois v'ashamis. So the Gemara brought a whole bunch of brises here discussing the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, the mitzvah of la'yiro panay reikam. One of the brises mentioned that we learn from the pasuk of kol zechurcha that ein nirin chatzoin, that the yidin when you're aliyah l'regel you can't show up piecemeal, you can't show up chatzon. What does that even mean? So the Gemara says, Sover Rabbi Yosef Lemeimah. Rabbi Yosef thought to say, Mande Isle Asar Rabbanim. What the Brayis is saying is, if somebody has 10 sons, don't come Chatzon. Meaning, Loi Liskua Idna Chamisha L'macha Chamisha. Don't say, okay, 5 are going to come the first day Yantif, and the other 5 are going to come the second day Yantif. That's what the Brayis is saying. Don't come Chatzon. Don't divide the males in your family. Have some come on one day, some come on the other day. So who thought to say this? Rabbi Yosef, says the Gemara, you know what's coming as he turned the page. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, you think that's the pshat? Pshita, you don't need a brice, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you shouldn't take your sons and divide them into different groups. Meaning, which one of the kids are you going to tell to come tomorrow, and which one of the kids are you going to tell to come today? The right way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is to come the first day, to be a Zoris. So you're going to tell some of them to come tomorrow, so essentially what you're telling them is to be a Poshaya. It doesn't make any sense, says the Gemara. Elo krola mai asa. What then is the pasuk coming to say? There's some pasuk that's coming to say that ain't a nirm lechatzon. Look at achirim. It's coming to teach us something. Achirim said, we've seen this already. The Tanya we learned to the Brayis. Achirim said, hamekameitz. Someone who to earn a living is he gathers the tzoya of dogs. Vametzaref nechoshe. So somebody refines kapra vahabursi, or someone's a tanner pterminaria. These people are all pterminaria. Why? Because these people are involved in things that cause them to smell. Reichon Ra, and it says in the Torah, Shenemar Kol Zechorcha, Misha Yochal Lalism Kol Zechorcha. Someone that could be Eilu Regal, you know, you can join a caravan of a lot of people. Yatsu Eilu, as opposed to these people, She'en Yochalim Lalism Kol Zechorcha. Rashi says they're going to have to make their own Chabura if they want to be Eilu Regal, but they're not going to be able to join everybody else because no one's going to want to be next to them. Posh it because Reichon Noidif, because of the way they smell. So when it says in the Braisa that Ein Nirin Lechatzayim, what it's coming to say is Shita Sacherim. It's coming to say this halacha, that people, if they wanted to be oyle regel, they would have to be oyle regel lechatzon. They wouldn't be able to come with everybody else. They're the ones that are potter from the mitzvah of aliyah leregel. So moving along, may inyan leinyan ba'osin. So the next Mishnah is going to talk about the karbonis that Yid had to bring on Yontif, which again we said is the oyle asriya, the shalmei chagiga, and the shalmei simcha. Specifically, what funds a person was allowed to use when it came to buy these karbanis. Now, just to appreciate a little bit, we don't live in that world, but just to appreciate a little bit, once upon a time, Maisa Sheni was a very big deal. So Yid lived in Eretz Yisrael, so there were certain years during the Shemitah cycle that he had to give Maisa Sheni. Now, what was the mitzvah of Maisa Sheni? You take Peiris, it could be a lot of Peiris, and you bring them up to Yerushalayim, you bring them up to the makim of Kedusha, that's where you were supposed to eat it. But what if it was too difficult? What if you're a big soicher, you have so many peiros, or you're not going up to Yerushalayim until the next Yontif? So by that point, the peiros are going to spoil. So there was a plan B that the Torah gave, and the Torah said you could take your Ma'aseh Sheni, you could transfer the Kedusha onto money, take the money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So Yidden, when they used to go up to be Eilu Regel, they used to come with filateshen, right? They used to come with a lot of shekels in their pocket. They're coming up with a lot of money. Now this money had to be spent in Yerushalayim. Not only did it have to be spent on Yerushalayim, it had to be spent on food in Yerushalayim, because there's certain restrictions in terms of what you're allowed to do with Ma'aseh Sheni money. It's the first Mishnah and the third paragraph of Masechta Seirah. What you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do with Ma'aseh Sheni. But the shorter answer is, you have to buy food. Okay, so now the Yid's coming up to Yerushalayim. He has a lot of money. He has to use the money to buy food. So if you think like a soicher, you're going to say, okay, I'm coming up to Yerushalayim. It's Yontif. Chtav bringing karbunas. I have an oil sriya. I have a shalmi chagiga. I have a shalmi simcha I have to bring. I also am walking up with money that I need to spend in Yerushalayim on food. So of course, it's a no-brainer. That's what you're going to do. You're going to take the money. You're going to start bringing karbanas. So could you do that or could you not do that? That's sort of the backdrop in terms of making this halacha l'maisa, what's going on in our Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, oilois b'moyoid. The carbon oilois b'moyoid, which literally means chalamoid, bois menachalam. So if somebody's bringing an oila, on chalamoid, he had to use chulin money. The hashlamim, however, if you're bringing a carbon shlamim, the Gemara is going to say it's referring to the shalmei simcha min ha-meiser. You were able to use your meiser sheni money. So tachlis, could I use my meiser sheni? If I'm bringing an oilas ria on cholamoid, no. If I'm bringing a shalmei simcha, yeah. Yontif rishon shel Pesach, the first day of Yontif of Pesach, b'shamim says min ha-chulin. The shalmei chagiga, it's a little confusing, had to be brought from Chulin, if you want to use Ma'aseh Sheni, you could use Ma'aseh Sheni. Yisrael Yoytzin Dechayvasam Benedarim Vinedavis Ube Ma'aseh Behema. A Yid could be Yoytzin his Chiyuv. This is referring back to Shalmei Simcha Vinedarim Vinedavis. If a person made a neder and a davar that he's going to bring a carbon, so he's bringing his carbon now on Yontif, he can use the meat of that carbon to fulfill his mitzvah of Simcha Ube Ma'aseh Behema. He could also use Ma'aseh Behema to fulfill your mitzvah of Simcha. Vakoyhanim, a koyin who's allowed to eat kachi kadashim, so he could use his chatois and hashamis, right? A non koyin can't eat chatois and hashamis, but a koyin that can use chatois and hashamis. Ubechar, he can use a bechar, ubechaz of a shaykh, those are some of the matnas kohuna, avaloi ba'oifes, avaloi ba'menaches. However, no one can use an oif, and nobody can use a mincha. These are things that you can't use in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So, this Mishnah keeps on going from oila to Shalmei Chagiga, to Shalmei Simcha. We're talking a little bit about Cholamayid, the first day Pesach. There's a lot going on in this Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. The first halacha of the Mishnah was oilas oilois b'mayed bois menachulin. So the oilas riya, if you're bringing in a chalamayid, had to be brought from chulin. Vashlamim the shalmei simcha min ha-meiser, you were able to bring from meiser. Zok to gemar ela oilois b'mayed hu the bois menachulin habiyantif min ha-meiser. Are we supposed to make this diak? Oilois b'mayed only a chalamayid the oilas riya had to be brought from chulin. But let's say you're bringing the oilas riya on yantif. Oh, then you can bring meiser. You can use meiser sheni money. Amai, why would that make any sense? Meaning, what's the reason, Zakti Gemara, you're not allowed to use Maisa Sheni money for the Oilas Riyah? Because it's a Dovash HaBachayve. Because you have a Chiyav to bring an Oilas Riyah. And being that you have a Chiyav to bring it, we have a rule. The Chol Dovash HaBachayve, Inibai Alaman HaChulin. Anytime you bring a carbon that you're obligated to bring, you have to bring it from Chulin. So if that's the case, just like the Oilas Riyah is a Dovash HaBachayve on Cholamay, it's also a Dovash HaBachayve on Yontif. So if it's a Dovash HaBachayve on Yontif, and Dovash HaBachayve is Inibai Alaman HaChulin, so it should have to be brought from HaChulin. So what's this diak? Oilas it's a very troubling diak. Why only on Cholamayid? So the Gemara says, oh, I know what you're trying to say. The chitema, maybe what the Mishnah means is, haka mashmalan. The oilis b'mayid bois b'yantif einem bois. It's not that oilis b'mayid bois menachulin as opposed to yantif, you could bring it from Meiser. You know what the Mishnah is trying to say? The only time you can bring an oilas riyah is on Cholamayid. You cannot bring an oilas riyah on yantif. Oh, maybe that's what we're saying. Avada, the oilas riya is a davar shebechayvus, and whenever you're going to bring it, it's ein ba'el menachulin. So why does the Mishnah say that halacha is only negei cholamayid? Because that's the only time you can bring the carbon. Because you actually can't bring the carbon on yantif. That's a problem. The Gemara says, you know why? Command ke beishamay. You're basically telling me that halacha is like beishamay, because the Gemara is going to bring now a Mishnah where beishamay and beisil famously debated this point, whether the oilas riya was able to be brought on yantif or whether it was not able to be brought on yantif. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, this is coming up, look, come on, Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim, you can bring a Shlomim on yantif, Ein Tzomichan Aleim, when you bring the Shlomim on yantif, you can't do smicha, Avaloi Oilas, but you can't bring an oila at all on yantif. Beisilim, Beisil says, Mevi'in Shlomim ve'oilas, you can bring a Shlomim and an oila, V'Tzomichan Aleim, and you can do smicha as well. So we have a Machlokes Beishamai Beisil, whether you can bring the oilas riya on yantif or not. Beisil says you can, Beishamai says you cannot. Incidentally, why does Beis Shammai hold you can't bring the oila sriya? You can bring the shlomim, but you can't bring the oila. What's the difference? So the difference is pasha. When you bring a carbon, you're doing malacha. Now, on yantif, you're allowed to do malacha. Why? You're allowed to do malacha seichel nefesh. Bringing a carbon is malacha seichel nefesh. But only the shlomim is malacha seichel nefesh, because only the shlomim was allowed to be eaten. The oila, which was kulay legvaya, was not eaten, and because it wasn't eaten, it wasn't considered malacha seichel nefesh. Beis Hillel says that just like oichel nefesh of a Hedyet is Doichiyantiv. The Oichel Nefesh of Gevaya is also Doichiyantiv. But the bottom line is it's only Beis Shammai that holds that the Oilis Ria was only able to be born on Chol HaMoed. According to Beis Hillel, he could be born on Yantiv as well. So again, let's review. The Mishnah says, Oilis B'moyed Bois Menachulim. Frank the Gemara, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Only the Oilis on Moyed Abba Menachulim? Why do you have to use Chulim money to bring the Oilis Ria? Because the Oilis Ria is a carbon you're obligated to bring. It's a Davash HaBachayve. V'chal Davash HaBachayve Ein Eba El Menachulim. So if that's the case, it should be true even if you're bringing it on Yantiv. And the Ein Loimar, that maybe the Mishnah just means Oilis B'moyed because that's the only time you can bring the Oilis Ria. Because really, you can't bring the Oilis Ria on Yantiv. That's Chitas Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai B'mokim Beis Hillel. Ain't a Mishnah. There's no way this Stam Mishnah here in Chagiga Zayin Amid Beis is going Alibi the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's very, very good. Kasha, and there's no way. So you know what you have to say? Chasure Mechsura V'Hachik Tani. You have to say there's a Chasure Mechsura in this Mishnah. And this is really the way the Mishnah reads. So we're going to reconstruct the Mishnah and everything is going to be Gevaldik. And then we can even have a Tanya Nami Hachi, which the Gemara often does when it reconstructs a Mishnah. Right, if you're going to reconstruct a Mishnah, it's nice to have a Braisa supporting it because that gives you a little more confidence in what you're doing. But either way, says the Gemara, Chasure Mechsura V'Hachik Tani Oilos Nedarim VeNedavos B'Moyed Bais Menachulin. The Oilos, not Oilos Ria. Oilos Nedarim VeNedavos on Chol HaMoed Abais B'Yantiv in Abais. You can't bring Oilos Nedarim VeNedavos on Chol HaMoed. Even Beis Hill agrees that you can bring the Oilos Ria on Yantiv, but the Oil of Nedarim VeNedavos that you can't bring on Yantiv. And that's the first part of the Mishnah. Va'Oilos Ria. That's Beis Hillel Shita. The Oilos Ria, you could be. Ukishi ba, and when you bring the Oilos Ria, even on Yantav, Eine ba, Elman HaChulin has to be brought from Chulin. Veshalmei Simcha, our Mishnah just said, Vahashlamim. Now once we edit the Mishnah, let's edit the Mishnah properly. It's not just Shlamim, but Vahashalmei Simcha, ba in Afmin HaMaiser. Vechagigas Yomtev Harisha in Shal Pesach. Our Mishnah just said, Yomtev Harisha in Shal Pesach. What? Which carbon? We said it means chagiga. This is where it's from. The chagiga is yontif rishon shal pesach. B'shamay emir menachulin. B'shamay says menachulin. U'beis hillel emir menamayser. But again, what's the ikker tweak that we made to this Mishnah as it relates to the Gemara that we're learning right now? And that is, when the Mishnah said, oilois b'moyed, it wasn't referring to oilois riyah. Oilois nedarim v'nedavois ba'is b'moyed. Avaloi b'yontif. Oilois riyah is ba'afilo b'yontif. And when it's ba, it's only ba menachulin. Tanya nami hachi, it's a braisa. Oilos nedarim v'nedavos b'moed ba'is b'yantiv enem ba'is. Oilos nedarim v'nedavos, you have to bring on moed, you can't bring on yantiv. V'oilos ri'iyah ba'a filo b'yantiv. Oilos ri'iyah, you can bring even on yantiv. U'kishi ba'a, when you bring the oilos ri'iyah enem ba'a el menachulin, you can only bring a menachulin. V'shalmei simcha ba'an af mena meiser. Shalmei simcha, you can bring even from meiser. V'chagigas yantiv v'rishon shal pesach. And the shalmei chagig of the first day Pesach. B'shalmei yermi menachulin. B'shalmei says you bring menachulin. B'shalmei mena meiser. B'shalmei says mena meiser. Incidentally, the first gemara of tomorrow's daf is going to discuss why we're talking about the shalmei chagig of the first day Pesach. What about Sukkot and Shavuos? What does the shalmei chagig have to do with Pesach more than any of the other karbanos? The mitzvah to bring the shalmei chagig on three regalim. But either way, that is the way the gemara settles this. Exhale. So, as it relates to Raid on today's daf, I was thinking maybe to talk generally about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and a little bit more from a lumdis perspective. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, will end with a little bit of a machshava that's related to the lumdis that we're going to speak at. But a chakira hayadua, a lumdis as it relates to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Yeshlachker. What was the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? What was the mitzvah of Sholish Pamim Bashana Yeirah Kol Zuchur? Was the mitzvah to appear in the Azara? Or was the mitzvah to leave your house, take the journey towards the Makom HaMikdash, and then appear in the Azara? In other words, that's Poshit, that arriving in the Azara, being seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and seeing Kaviyachol is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But what about the Aliyah itself? What about the journey? What about actually ascending the mountain and arriving on the Har HaBayis? Was that also part of the mitzvah? Or was that simply a Heksha mitzvah. So is the Aliyah a chelik of the mitzvah, or is the Aliyah simply a Heksha mitzvah? And the truth is that from reading the Pesukim itself, it would seem that the mitzvah is arriving. The mitzvah is being seen. It says three times in the Torah, in Parashas Mishpatim, Parashas Kisisa, and in Parashas Re'ez, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeiro'eh Kol Zechorchas, Pnei Hashem Elokecha. The Torah defines the mitzvah as Yeiro'eh. It's to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that anything else that the person needs to do in order to be seen is a Heksha mitzvah. It's no different than a Moel who's going to do a Bris Milah. So the actual Chaticha and the Priya, that's what the mitzvah is. Anything that he needs to do to get the knife, to cut the wood, that's all Heksha mitzvah of Perek Reb Eliezer Damila fame, right? But the mitzvah itself is what the Torah defines as the mitzvah. And that is Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeira calls the Chorcha. The truth is that the Mesechta that we're learning, all the Mishnais and the Brises would seem to suggest that as well. Hakol Chayovin Beria. Doesn't say Hakol Chayovin Ba'aliyah L'regel. It says Hakol Chayovin Beria. Sholesh Mitzvahis Nitztavi Yisrael Re'iyah Chagiga V'simcha. So it sounds like the mitzvah is Re'iyah. So is the mitzvah Re'iyah? And it certainly sounds like that. Or maybe the Aliyah is actually a chelik of the mitzvah. So the truth is that Reb Shmuel Yankif, in his Kuntres on Tfilas L'Sholosh Regalim, has a whole arichas on this. And I'm just going to speak out primarily, be'ikar, from the Kuntres from Reb Shmuel Yankif, with a few oisofis be'ezus Hashem. But Reb Shmuel Yankif brings that even though it's true, the ikar mitzvah would seem to be the re'iyah, the pasig, and the mishnayis, and mesachtes chagiga. But at the same time, there are mekairis that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel maybe is part and parcel of the mitzvah as well. Just to mention a few. Today's daf, the Gemara said on daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sholesh Regalim Bashana, Nitztavu Yisrael, Lalois L'Regel. So there's three times a year that the Yid has a mitzvah, Lalois L'Regel. Sounds like maybe the Aliyah is part of the mitzvah. This Gemara, Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Ches Amud Beis. Omer Rav Ami, Kol Adam Sheyesh Loi Karka, any person that has karka, Oilu L'Regel. V'she'ein like karka, if a person doesn't have karka, ain't he oil of the regal? Why are we talking about aliyah the regal? When do you ever talk about a heksha mitzvah? Oil of the regal, ain't he oil of the regal? Kol adam she'esh like karka, chayiv beria. V'chol adam she'ein like karka, ain't he chayiv beria. Kol adam she'esh like karka, oil of the regal, another gemara. Also, psachim chesam and beis. Amrab abim bar rav ad, amrab yitzchak. Mipnei ma ein peris ginoiser bi Yerushalayim. Why were the peris ginoiser in ginoiser? Why weren't they in Yerushalayim? Kadesh la yu, oil of regalim, maimrim. So that the oily regal shouldn't say, Umali loyalinu, elo lecho peris ginoiser bi Yerushalayim. Had we come up to Yerushalayim only to eat the Peres Ginoiser, Dayenu. That would have been enough. We don't want people to say that. I mean, there's a mitzvah to be Oil Regal, but you're supposed to stay focused. You shouldn't get distracted by some of the distractions. And that's the point. So the Torah purposely didn't put the Peres Ginoiser in Yerushalayim, not to distract Oil Regal. But here's the punchline. Because if a person will be distracted, Nimtzas, Aliyah Shaloy Lashma. It's going to come out the Aliyah. Aliyah was Shaloy Lashma. Why does it matter if the Aliyah was Lashma or Shaloy Lashma? The mitzvah is Re'iyah. Sholish pamim bashana yeira, hakol chayavim biria. Sholish mitzvahs nitztavu hariya. Why are we worried about the aliyah shalei l'shma? Since when are we focused on the heksha mitzvah? And why do we care if the heksha mitzvah is yeah l'shma, not l'shma? Another gemara. Makis daf yura menalov, another classic. V'amir Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ma'idich siv, shira malis l'david, samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilich. Omar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, riboyne shaloylam, shamati b'nei adam shayu omrim. I overheard people saying, Masa yamu zokin zeh, when is this zokin gonna die? This is David HaMelech referring to himself. V'yavay shleim b'nai, and his son shleim is gonna come, v'yivne beis ha'bchira, he's gonna build a beis ha'mikdash, v'nalu l'regel, and we'll have the opportunity to do what? Be oiler regel, v'nala l'regel, not v'nala b'regel. Will be mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Right, David HaMelech said the samachti. I was happy. By the way, this is one of the mekayris that the Achrayim say. That's a little bit mashma that until there was a beis hamikdash, there was no mitzvah to be oiler regel. Yesterday's raid. If there was a mitzvah of aliyah regel in the Mishkan, there wasn't. David HaMelech said, I heard people saying, when is David gonna die? When Shlomo HaMelech gonna come build a beis hamikdash? V'nala l'regel. I thought there was a mitzvah to be oiler regel in the Mishkan as well. It's a very, very strong right. But either way, what was the emphasis? V'nala l'regel. So it sounds like that on some level there's a mitzvah to be oiler regel. The truth is, we say it in davening. We say in davening on Yontif, ומפני חטאינו גלינו מארצנו, ונשרחקנו מעל אדמסנו, ואין אנחנו יכולים ללויס ולרויס ולשתחוויס לפניך. Really, what it should say is, ve'en anachnu yucholim le'rois u'l'shtachavais lefanecha. Ve'en anachnu yucholim la'lois v'le'rois. Why are we talking about the Aliyah? And then we say it again in the Tefillah. Elokeinu v'lekei aviseinu. V'hoshev Yisrael in ve'em. V'shamnale v'ne'roi v'neshtachavais lefanecha b'sholish pami regaleinu. Again, why are we talking about the Aliyah? So Rav Shmuel Yankov said, it's mashma from all these Gemaras. Chagiga daf zayin. Psochem daf chesam and beis. Again, psochem daf chesam and beis. Makis daf yud. And also chatfil. And there's other makaris for this as well. That the aliyah component of the mitzvah of re'iyah isn't just the heksha mitzvah. And it actually feels a little bit like it might be part and parcel of the mitzvah. You know, we mentioned already a few times that the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that what's the purpose of a Beis HaMikdash? Parshas Truma, we're in the middle of these parshas now. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. What's the purpose of a Mishkan? What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam says twofold. Twofold, such an important Rambam. It's the first Rambam in Avodah, right? The first Kachim Rambam. So the Rambam says, mitzvah saseh lasis bayis l'Hashem. There's a mitzvah saseh to make a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Muchan, it should be prepared for what? Liyos makriven by our karbonis, to bring karbonis over there. V'chaygig in eilav shalish pamim bashana. And to go visit it 3 times a year, shenemar v'osuli mikdash. And these are the two dinim that the Rambam shtels avek, is the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke out on that base from Rav Shmuel Yankov. That's why we say two tefillos when we daven musaf on shalish regalim. Yirotzim ufanech Hashem alekeinu v'kei aviseinu melech rachim shatoshav esrachim aleinu. That's part of mepnei chateinu. And then again, alekeinu v'kei aviseinu melech rachim and rachim aleinu. Toivu meit vidarish lanu. Nachama mit that tefillah from v'hashev Yisrael in veyim. So why do we have two tefillos? So Shmuel Yankov said over from Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. The Moshe Shapiro said because these are the two dinim that the Rambam says is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, it should be muchan liyos makriven by our karbanis. And number two, it should be v'chayge g'neilov shalish pamim hashanah. And the two tefillos, if you go through the nusach tefillah, the first time it's for what? V'avienu l'tzin. The second tefillah was so connected the two tachlesim of the Beis HaMikdash, we have two independent tefillahs. Each one merits and warrants its own tefillah. There's a tefillah connected the fact that we want a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanis, and there's a tefillah connected to the fact that we want a Beis HaMikdash for us to be able to be over regal. But this is just chazar, right? This is Rei that we spoke about already. But Rav Shmuel Yankov said that if you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and this is in Mitzvah Chaf. So the Rambam says like this, Mitzvahs Essen Chaf. So Rambam's talking about the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Hu shetzivonu livnois Beis HaVoid. Build a Beis HaVoid, a Beis HaMikdash. And we know already from the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, we just chazed it, that there's two purposes. But listen to the way the Rambam explains it. Boi yiyu ha-krova. That's where you're going to bring karbanos. V'havoras ha-eish tomit. And there'll always be karbanos. That's the first purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis l'Hashem, muchon liyos makriven baya karbanos. V'oid, says the Rambam, v'eilov yiyah ha-halicha v'ho'aliyah l'regel. And that's the place that Yidden are going to be oiler regal. That's the second purpose, like the Rambam says. That's the place that people are going to be chayig elov. The truth is, if you look in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Nun Beis, where he talks about chayig elov, he shet zivanu lalois l'regel amikdash sholish pamim bashano, v'hu amr yisal sholish regalim tachig li bashano. So it's clear that the Rambam is defining the mitzvah of Re'iyah not just as showing up Shalish Pamim Bashani Eirah Kol Skorcha, but the Aliyah is part and parcel of what the mitzvah is. The Aliyah isn't merely a Heksha mitzvah, but the Aliyah is part of the mitzvah. And that's why when we daven for this mitzvah, we say V'sham Na'lev V'Neirah. It's not just V'sham Neirah. Yeah, the mitzvah is referred to as Re'iyah, Hare'ayon, like in today's daf. But at the same time, the Aliyah L'Regel is really part and parcel of the mitzvah. But Shmuel Yankov shtelt to another Rishon, a Ritva. This Ritva is mamish mefurish. The Ritva is a mesach, the sukkah daf chafayim and aleph. It's in the sugya of oisik b'mitzvah patim and ha-mitzvah. And the Ritva is a kasha in the halach of oisik b'mitzvah patim and ha-mitzvah. But listen to just one excerpt in the Ritva. Says the Ritva, yesh loymer, deilu loy kosef elu v'lechtecha b'lchod, have a makminan le, kisha ha-mitzvah hi b'halicha atzma, shu oisik b'mitzvah mamish. There would have been a hava, meaning that the only time that halach is oisik b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah, a person's on his way to do a mitzvah, he's patam and a mitzvah, is if the
halicha itself is the mitzvah. Kigoy. So the Ritva is going to give us an example of where walking, the actual halicha is a mitzvah. Ha'hoylech la'itzoyas ha'meis. If someone's malava ha'meis, the actual levaya, the walking is the mitzvah. Ulahachnas haskala, the Rambam says. The Ritva says. Va'oyle l'regel. And oyle l'regel as well. Aval hoylech l'dvar mitzvah. But if a person's on his way to do a mitzvah, abishayin ha'halicha gufashal mitzvah, but the halicha itself is not the mitzvah, loy miftami kriyashma v'shar mitzvah. You would have had a havamina that maybe you wouldn't have the halach. It's only a havamina in the Gemara. But the Ritva says clearly, he gives you three examples of where the halicha is the mitzvah. Haitzas ha'meis, Hachnos haskala and aliyah l'regel. Said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, aliyah l'regel, the aliyah, the halicha is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is shalish pamim bashani yeirah. It's to show up. How did the halicha become a part of the mitzvah? The Teretz says it's all this race, like the Rambam. When the Rambam defines in Sefer HaMitzvahs what the purpose is, the elav yeh ha-halicha va'aliyah l'regel va'kibutz b'chal ha-shana. The aliyah is part and parcel of the mitzvah. V'shamnale v'neirah v'eina nachnu yuchaylam lalais v'leirahis. But either way, even though at first glance it would seem that the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is the re'iyah, hakul chayovim b'riyah, the pasuk says, shalish pamim b'shana yeirah. But said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, there are many, many rayas that really it's not just the actual showing up that's the mitzvah, but the halicha itself, actually picking yourself up and walking to the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered part of the mitzvah as well. What this reminded me of is in Bris, they say over, there's a medrash in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. The medrash, the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Right, Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'mimayladetcha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Lech Lecha, I want you to leave your father's house. Me'artzecha, me'ladcha, where? El ha'oretz asher arek. You should go to the land that I'm going to show you. Hashem told Avram to leave, but he didn't tell him where he should leave to. He didn't tell him where he should go. The question is why. So Rashi quotes Chazal that the reason is because litein schara kol dibur v'dibur. Hashem wanted to give schar to Avram Avinu al kol dibur v'dibur. So for every word that he told him, everything he said, he should be able to get rewarded. So litein schara kol dibur v'dibur, Chazal Baruch Hu purposely did not tell Avram Avinu where he's supposed to go. But the Medrash says a different shot. The Medrash says that the reason Hashem told Avram el ha'oretz asher arek, and he didn't tell him where to go. He didn't say just go to Eretz Canaan. Is litin schar al kol psia psia. Not litin schar al kol dibur v'dibur, but rather litin schar al kol psia psia. So in Bris they say over from Rabaruch Ber. The Rabaruch Ber said, what's the pshat? Litin schar al kol psia psia. Had Hashem told Avram where to go, he wouldn't have gotten schar al kol psia psia. But now that Hashem didn't tell Avram where to go, he told him, Eretz Asher Areka, now all of a sudden he gets litin schar al kol psia psia. So Rabaruch Ber said, Gevaldik. He said, had Hashem told Avram, go to Eretz Canaan, the mitzvah would have been, go to Eretz Canaan. And when Avram Avinu arrived at Eretz Canaan, he would have been mekayim a mitzvah. The halicha, going to Eretz Canaan, would have been a hechsher mitzvah. But the mitzvah itself would have been when he arrived in Eretz Canaan, because that was the tzivui. The tzivui was, go to Eretz Canaan. But now that Hashem did not tell Avram, go to Eretz Canaan, what did he tell him? Lech lecho, yay, far. Where? I'm not telling you. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the ikar halicha. If the mitzvah is the ikar halicha, so every single step you're getting schar. Das is litin schar. Had Hashem told Avram, go to Eretz Canaan, so the kiyum mitzvah would have been when he arrived in Eretz Canaan. The halicha would have been a hechsher mitzvah. But now that Hashem told Avram, lech lecha, and he didn't tell him where to go, so what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is lech. Far, that's the mitzvah. So every far, every mile, every single step, litin schara kol psiyu psiyu, that's going to be the gufa mitzvah. That's what aliyah l'regel is. The mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is not just show up, but the whole halicha and the trials and the tribulations that one needs to take in order to arrive. That no, that's all part and parcel of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is far, lech lecha. Das is litin schara kol psiyu psiyu, every single step that the person takes, that's all going to be considered schar. So Shmuel Yankiv, at the end of this piece, so he says that the emes is that if you think about it, there's something very, very deep over here. And the truth is, the Gemara said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Posik in Shir HaShirim, Mayofu pa'amayich ba'na'olim bas nodiv. Dorash Ravo, Mayich said, Mayofu pa'amayich ba'na'olim bas nodiv. Kamen no'am ragleim shal Yisro b'shosha oilim l'regel. How beautiful are the feet of the Yidin when the oilim regel. Bas nodiv. Bita shel Avram Avinu, the daughter of Avram Avinu, that when the Yidin Our oyle regel mayofu pamayich banaolim bas nadav. How beautiful is the sight of watching the yidden be oyle regel and their bita shel Avram Avinu. So everyone asks the kasha, and we have a geshmaker related raid bite on this from the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, and that is that when the yidden were oyle regel, they weren't wearing shoes. Why? Because when the yidden were oyle regel, they were in the makam hamikdash is halacha. You're not allowed to wear shoes on the harabayas. So the pasuk says mayofu pamayich banaolim bas nadav. What do you mean banaolim? You weren't allowed to wear shoes on the harabayas. So what does it mean that they're being mekayim the mitzvah with shoes? But the truth is, lefia now it's pasha. Because the mitzvah wasn't just leirois, the mitzvah wasn't just to arrive, but the aliyah leregel is a chelik of the mitzvah. And because the aliyah of the leregel is a chelik of the mitzvah, so there is a chelik of the mitzvah of aliyah leregel that you are being mekayim bana olive, right? You are being mekayim with your shoes. If the mitzvah is leirois, so you're right, at the time that you walk into the azor, you're not wearing shoes. So if you're not wearing shoes, avos pas sizogim ayofu pamayich bana olive, with regards to the mitzvah of aliyah leregel, will you be mekayim the mitzvah? You're not wearing, it makes no sense. But the Teretz is the aliyah is part of the mitzvah. And being that the aliyah is part of the mitzvah, so it comes out that part of the mitzvah, you probably want to have a good pair of shoes. And as a result, that's what Rava said. Mayofu pamayich banaolim. How beautiful it is that you're wearing shoes. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, but still, it's meduyik banaolim. But why are we focusing on the banaolim? Right? Why are we focusing on the chelik of the mitzvah where the Yidden were wearing shoes, and why is that more yafah than the chelik of the mitzvah where the Yidden actually arrived in the Azara and they're actually being mekayim the mitzvah re'ezpanim? Meaning it's good, it's meyushev. You want to know where's the rakim and mitzvah bana olim? The teretz is daliyah, because that's a chelik of the mitzvah. Like it's mashmim the Rambam say from mitzvah, a mitzvah chaf, and like it's mefurish mamish in the Ritva, in Masechtas Sukkah daf chaf and aleph, that the halicha of aliyah the regal is a mitzvah. Like Rabbi Ber said, the lom the slitin schara kol psiyu psiyu, regarding lach lecha, we're telling this too. But the point is that at the end of the day, why are we focusing on that chelik? Why are we not focusing on the part where you're actually arriving in the Azara? You would think mayofu is when the Yidden are in the Azara and they're all congregated and they're all there and they're being mekabel the Pnei Shechina and they're seeing and they're being seen. You would think that's the focus, that's the ikar, that's the tachlis. So why are we focusing, why are we making the tachlis and the ikar, the aliyah, that it's even part of the mitzvah? How did that somehow become the emphasis specifically that the yoifi of the mitzvah of aliyah leregel is associated with the aliyah more so than it is with actually showing up? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, the teretz is pashat. He said the teretz is because the aliyah is really the ikar of the mitzvah. The ikar of the mitzvah is not just to show up. The ikar of the mitzvah is the aliyah. Because it's when the Torah says that the Torah wants us to come be Eilu Rego, what the Torah is essentially commanding us to do is to work and to struggle and to strive and to put effort and to put koiches and to figure out a way to be able to make it up into the Azara. And that's not just part of the mitzvah, but that is the Gufa mitzvah. Because the truth is that ascending the mountain of Hashem and showing up into the Azara and seeing and being seen is not easy. It's not something you just wake up in the morning and suddenly figure out how to do. It's something that requires avodah. It requires amelus. It's something that a person has to work on. And what the Torah is essentially commanding us to do is that three times a year there's going to be a mitzvah to walk into the Azara and to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just a hefkevel. It's not so easy. It's not so simple. It's not so easy. You have to work. A person has to work on his ruchnius to be able to get to the point where he'll be zoiche to be seen. And where even more, he'll be zoiche to see. That's something that a person needs to work on. That's something that a person needs to achieve. And really the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel in the pnimius is that the person is supposed to work on himself. And a person is supposed to try to steig. And he's supposed to get to the point where eventually he'll be able to climb the mountain. And he'll be able to see. And he'll be able to be seen. He brings the Ramban. You know, the Ramban says that it says in the Torah, L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. Says the Ramban, V'tam l'shichnoi sidrishu. L'shichnoi is referring to the Mishkan. Sidrishu, you should search, right? You should try to find it. Shetelchu me'eretz marachakim. A person should come from a distant land. V'tishalu, and he should ask on the derech beis Hashem. What's the derech? What's the road to get to beis Hashem? V'toimru ishal reyeyu, and one person will tell his friend, lechu, let's go v'nale, and let's ascend al har Hashem a beis alikei Yaakov. So he brings that the Chazon Ish asked that why is it that when Ritzach b'shoigig wanted to go to the Ir Miklat, there were signs all over the place, right? There were exits, and you know, half a mile, quarter of a mile, right? Everyone beer to the left, beer to the right. You knew exactly how to go. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, talking lucha derech. But yeah, when it came to be oiler regel, there were no signs how you're supposed to get to the Har Abayis. To the contrary, v'toymer ishal re'eyo l'chu v'nala. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, Achein, in yonei shal dover hu, she'etzem hachipus v'hachitut, hadrisha v'ashe'elo, ona darech beis Hashem, hu me'ikro shal mitzvah so aliyah, l'shichnoi sidrishu, b'chine zu shal aliyah, hi ha'yofi shal ma'yofu pa'mayich pa'na'olim. It's ragleim shal yisro b'shal sha'olim l'regel. That is all part of the mitzvah, and that's the ikur yofi of the mitzvah. The ikur yofi of the mitzvah is when the yidin are trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out physically where the beis Hashem is, but also this is a mashal, trying to figure out how you're going to achieve Madregas and how you're going to actually make it up to the Har Hashem. So Shmuel Yankiv ended with a Meyerdiger punchline. He says, Rava said, Mayofu Pamayich Bana'olim Bas Nodiv. What's Bas Nodiv? Bitoy Shel Avram Avinu Shenikra Nodiv. Avram Avinu gave up everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu is Nikra Nodiv. Avram Avinu grew up in the house of Terach. He grew up in the house of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Avram Avinu was someone that wasn't raised al Tairus HaKodesh. Yet at the same time, Avram Avinu became the patriarch of the Jewish nation. How did he do it? So the Rambam says he did it by figuring things out. But Avram Avinu didn't figure it out right away. You know, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu was 40 years old when he was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ravid says, 40? It's a Mefurish Gemara not that way. The Gemara says 3. It says, Ekev Shama Avram B'Koyli. Avram lived till he was 175. Ekev is a gematria 172 to teach us that for 172 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoma B'Koyli. But Avram Avinu started doing mitzvahs when he was 3. So Frank derived it. How could Ram say he was 40? It's a Mefurish Gemara that the Gemara says he wasn't 40. The Gemara says he was 3. Zokt, the Noisa Kalim, that the emesis is both true. Really, Avram Avinu started being Makir as Bairi when he was 3, but he didn't figure it out until he was 40. So what happened with Avram Avinu? What did he do from when he turned 3 until he turned 40? Says the Rambam. Kivan shenigmal eisen zeh. As soon as Avram Avinu started getting a little bit older, nigmal, he was 3 years old. Hischel l'shoyteit bedaitai. He started wondering. V'hu katan. He was very young at the time. He would think about Hashem during the day and at night. And he would wonder, how is it possible that this world is drengzich? Who's causing it to dreg? He said, what, the world just happened by itself? That doesn't make any sense. Says the Rambam. He didn't have a teacher. He was deep in Urkaznim. Between the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and Tipshim, the Cholam Ovdei Avodah Zarah, his parents were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam famously says, Avram Avinu was also Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But the Liba, his heart, Mishoitet, was wondering. Umeivin, and was trying to understand. Achahistik Derech Emes, till he finally came to the truth. Vehaven Kavat Tzedek Midaite Anachoina. And then, when he finally figured it out, he started spreading the word, and the rest is history. But the Avram Avinu didn't just wake up one morning and arrive in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lirois V'Lirois. But rather, Avram Avinu went through a struggle. A struggle of 37 years, according to the Rambam. Of what? Of trying to learn more and understand better. And this makes sense, and that doesn't make sense. But at the end of the day, had Avram Avinu get to where he got? He got to where he got by struggling, by working. And that's what Rava said. Mayofu pamayich bana'olim. How beautiful it is to watch Yidden struggling and hurrying and leaving everything behind and being worried maybe some of the things are going to be stolen. But there's a haftacha v'layachmai. But working and trying to ascend the mountain. He said, you know what this reminds me of? This is Avram Avinu. This is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael abita shel Avram Avinu. Klal Yisrael understands that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But at the same time, you have to work to get there. And that's what the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is. And that's where the beauty is. It's true, the mitzvah is leirois, and Aliyah is a chelik of the mitzvah. But the yoifi is mayafu pamayach bana olam bas nadiv. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, Chazal say, mi yale bahar Hashem. This is a yalkit in Parshas Chayesara. Kiddur, Rav Shmuel Yankiv was a bucky niflin all medrashim. very often mila b'mila b'mila b'al peh. I saw with my own eyes. But mi yale b'har Hashem, says the Yalkit, ze Avram. It's referring to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one that was yale b'har Hashem. He ascended the mountain. But now he ascended the mountain. The mitzvah was the aliyah. And it was lech lecha. It was litein tzcharo kol psiyah psiyah. That was also Avram Avinu. Litein tzcharo kol psiyah psiyah. Avram Avinu ascended the mountain. And Rava saw that when Klai Yisrael is mekayim the mitzvah v'ayla the regal, it's mayofu pamayich ben olim bas nodiv. It's bitay shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was mi yale b'har Hashem. And when the yid is mekayim the mitzvah v'aliyah the regal, he's also ascending the har Hashem. Just like Avram Avinu ascended the har Hashem. And just like Avram Avinu ascended through struggles, through close to 40 years of being meshaited, umeivin, and this makes sense, and that doesn't make sense. And during that entire time, he's shaku and avodah zarah. He's starting to do mitzvahs, but at the same time, his father, his mother, who are your oved imam, says the Rambam. But that's what the yid is. Sometimes not easy, and sometimes people have struggles, and sometimes things make more sense, and sometimes things make less sense. But at the same time, the aliyah, the struggle, that's all part of it. That is the mitzvah. It's not the heksha mitzvah. It's the mitzvah, of course, to show up in the Azara Liris Vileirois is Gavaldic. But the whole struggle, it's Mamish Bita Shal Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu struggled for 37 years. Anu ma noima, right? If nafla shall heves barozim, my yomro is oivekir. Avram Avinu struggled for close to 40 years, so what are we supposed to do? We're going to struggle. This is life. This is what it's all about. But the truth is, as long as a person's going weiter, and he knows how to dust himself off when he falls, this is mi ala bahar Hashem. The Ali is part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ali l'regel is not riyas panim. Yeah, it's part of it. Avada. Oh, but the Ali does a chelik from the mitzvah. And it's mitzad de yoifi? That's the most beautiful part of the mitzvah. The beauty is in the miyala b'har Hashem. And that beauty is me'ein the yoifi of Avram Avinu. And that's when the yid is yala and he works hard and he fights through all his nisyonis and he goes weiter regardless of what's being thrown in his direction. Like Avram Avinu had asar nisyonis. When a person is tested and he goes weiter anyways, that's bitoy shel Avram Avinu. That is the yid. The yid is the, where b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'n Yaakov. And that is what Chazal meant when they related the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel specifically to Avram Avinu.